You're listening to News Talk Saga 960. Also streaming live on saga960am.ca.
And we are back with more News Talk on Saga 960. Mark Petrone with you on this Tuesday. So very glad you could join us on the Mark Petrone radio program. We've been talking a little bit about this alleged racist rant captured on video in Toronto, where this woman, Talia Davidson, 28 years old, was arrested and actually charged. But there are suggestions that this may not be exactly what it appears to be, which is, well, what it appears to be is a rant from a racist, just a horrifically vile attack on an individual who was apparently minding his own business in front of Toronto City Hall. And this woman comes up to him, starts spitting, starts saying, "Go back to where you came from." It's just a vile, racist tirade. And yet, all of a sudden, some things are emerging about this video that suggests that it may be nothing more than a hoax. But let's listen a little bit to the video that was posted on a number of media websites yesterday. Let's listen to that.
This is a place of men. This is a place of men. This is a beautiful country. And you can't f***ing have these savages.
I can't believe you're real.
You're
actually
f***ing funny.
You're real.
Get the f***ing home. Go home. This is a place of men, not for you can't spit on my country.
Wow,
you spit on my country.
You're disgusting.
You spit on my country. Go back home, you.
Are you?
All right. So, this, as I said, this guy was just minding his own business.
Go back home.
Get the.
And she starts saying.
Turn me off. Go back home.
She starts assaulting him, basically. Saying, get out of my country. All right. Well, that's what we've got. I mean, you can have a look at the video yourself. It's pretty much everywhere. But is it real? This is the question. Now, her background is starting to come out that she isn't, in fact, not some, you know, racist wingnut, but actually a leftist. And even the guy who posted the video has ties to the Liberal Party, Farhan Rana, who worked for Bill Morneau, the finance minister. So fortunately, we have Spencer Fernando, who's not part of the mainstream media horde that just jumped on this thing and assumed that, never questioned it, just assumed that it's exactly what it is, right on face value, never questioned whether it was a hoax. But now, more and more people, independent media, like Spencer and like the post-millennial, are coming out and saying, well, wait a minute, let's have a look at who this woman really is. And is this a staged thing designed to make conservatives sound like and look like exactly what the liberals say they are, which is a bunch of white supremacists. Spencer, welcome to the show once again. Appreciate you joining us.
Good to be here.
What did you make when you first saw the video?
Well, the first thing I saw, and I wrote about it quickly after it started spreading, was that it looked far too convenient. I mean, if you were going to come up with a hoax, the exact thing you do is hold a sign saying, vote for the politician I'm trying to make look bad, and then just happen to run into somebody and go on a crazy rant against them. And then even just a little bit of looking into the woman's history, she has a Facebook page. Originally it looked like it was just 2 days old. It turns out it's years old, but she tried to delete all of her posts except for a post from 2 days ago, in which she's saying, vote for the patriarchy. I mean, no one really says that. A whole bunch of weird comments supporting Andrew Scheer. Then she has a YouTube account that was just has 2 days worth of posts on. That's just her playing the guitar. So she seemed like she tried to scrub her entire social media presence and then present herself as a supporter of Andrew Scheer. And then this video just happens to happen 2 days after she makes a few posts. So it all seemed very messed up right from the start.
And the media clowns itself just like it did several years back with the matter involving, I know you're out in Manitoba, but I'm sure you're familiar with the incident where this 11-year-old claimed that she had been subject to an Islamophobic attack where somebody pulled off her hijab. And turns out 2 days later, she told the cops that she made the whole thing up. But the point is that the matter had been built up because of this megaphone that the media happened to have as a racist attack.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the whole goal is to just get basically, a lot of people will just skim and see something just vaguely, right? So a bunch of people see crazy racist woman vote Andrew Scheer sign and make the connection. Oh, Andrew Scheer, they must have a bunch of crazy racist supporters, right? Boom, then they move on. I think that's what it seems like she was trying to do, and it seems like that's what a lot of people in the media are trying to do.
Yeah, it's like by the time the truth starts to come out, nobody is paying any more attention because they've already been fed a bunch of lies and they've already swallowed the lie and that's it. There's nobody, they're not interested after that. You know, they've kind of already made their mind in the first minute. But what does it say about the left that, assuming that this is a hoax, and it's certainly looking more and more like it is, that the left would resort to this kind of thing?
Well, it certainly shows, real desperation. I've been critical of Andrew Scheer in certain ways, in many ways really being boring and having some trouble in today's media environment. But nobody who knows him ever says he's a racist or prejudiced in any way. So the liberals are really, they're desperate to kind of create that image. And their rhetoric of trying to make him seem that way, it seems, has influenced some people. This is someone who it seems is a pretty left-wing person. She tried to, take Andrew Scheer down by whatever she's doing here. And I think that's a consequence. I'm sure it's not directly linked to the liberals in any way, but it's certainly a consequence of their rhetoric trying to demonize conservatives. And this is the kind of stuff that happens.
Yeah, well, maybe the liberals should come out and say something about this, saying we don't need this. We don't want people perpetuating these hoaxes, these staged events on our behalf or anybody's behalf. I mean, maybe they should be denouncing this. I mean, we saw some of the liberal reporters coming out and saying to Scheer, well, Andrew better, distance himself from this woman and make sure that, that everybody knows that they don't represent the party. Well, now maybe it's the liberals that should be distancing themselves from this woman, Talia Davidson.
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's outrageous that we kind of live in an environment where she even had to come up on that. I think whether people like the Conservative Party or not, I think anyone who's spent time with conservatives knows that they're not a bunch of crazy racists. So this whole idea that he had to comment, is really quite unfair. Really the liberals, a lot of them, they're happy to push it on social media and spread this around. I think they should be apologizing and they should be answering this and saying, yeah, this is not fair. This is not what we want as a consequence of our rhetoric, but I'm just going to throw a guess out there and say not much of the media is going to be asking the liberals to comment on this one.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that. They're going to try to make this go away as quickly as possible. And there's some suggestions that they already are, that they've seen pictures of this woman now posing with Now magazine writers. There are pictures surfacing of her attending left-wing functions, hanging out with left-wing media. And all of a sudden now, did she think that this stuff was not going to come out? This is the other thing. On top of it all, it's amateurish. As a hoax, it's amateurish. If you're going to do this sort of thing, at least make it somewhat convincing. Hire somebody from outside the country, which I don't want to put any ideas in their heads. They're probably already doing it.
But
bringing people in from outside who maybe don't have the kind of background here that this woman obviously has. But this woman should be charged with trying to perpetuate a hoax. Forget the assault charge. That this person is guilty of mischief, in my view.
Oh, for sure, yeah. One of the post-millennials reports talks about how it looks like she's linked to an page that's about anarcho-syndicalism, libertarian socialism. If you look at some of her stuff, it's definitely not stuff that conservatives are talking about. It's in some ways this seems very like a hate crime, but in kind of the opposite way. Obviously what she said was very terrible and hateful. But the idea that you're trying to say something really hateful and then blame it on somebody else, obviously hoping to trigger a reaction against Andrew Scheer and against conservatives, now that seems pretty hateful itself, and it's just trying to incite more violence and disorder.
Well, could this backfire on the lefties? Could it backfire on the liberals? I know you said that they are probably not involved directly in this sort of thing, but is it possible that this could end up doing harm to their cause rather than doing good by damaging Andrew Scheer.
I think so. I mean, first of all, it makes people feel some sympathy for anyone who's really, you know, people try to falsely accuse of anything or blame on something they didn't do. And I think it's going to, it makes the liberals look desperate, it makes the left look desperate, and you know, really they're trying to create a narrative, and if they can't create it with facts, then they'll just make it up. But also, I think another consequence is that people are going to just dismiss, in some cases, real hate crimes. I mean, people are going to look at this and say, well, this was fake, or it seems fake, seems like a hoax. Maybe the next thing is. And that's very concerning. And that's the danger when people try to use, you know, victimhood or try to use hate for politics. It really affects all of society.
Yeah, this is the problem with labeling people white supremacists like the liberals have. Trying to paint conservatives and even like Andrew Scheer as this white supremacist, you know, you do that enough times and people just kind of tune out because they know that it's so patently false and such an outrageous thing to say. It's so such a vile thing to say that after a while they don't even listen to you anymore. It just, as you said, it takes away from perhaps real instances of racism that we could be concerned about and should be concerned about. You know, when we start labeling and smearing the leader of the opposition with this kind of garbage, it really tends to make people cynical about actual cases, as you mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, what's so disturbing is that the actual number of white supremacists in Canada is extremely small. I mean, there's obviously some, but it's an extremely minuscule percentage of the population. But one thing they all say is, oh, we have way more support than people think, lots of underground support. So their kind of messaging really gets a boost from liberal politicians when they go around saying, oh, well, actually, yeah, I mean, Andrew Scheer secretly is actually a white supremacist. So these groups are saying, oh, wow, this is great. This is the same thing we've been saying the whole time. We've got loads of secret support. So the liberals in some ways are really echoing the language in a strange way of white supremacists by kind of pushing a conspiracy theory that there's lots of whole underground secret support all over the place. And it's a very dangerous thing for them to do because, as you say, when there's an actual case of it, people are going to say, well, they've been calling everybody this, so why should we believe it this time?
What does it say about the coming campaign? I mean, we're still, 10 weeks away, I guess, from an election. But already we're seeing these dirty tricks now. It certainly appears that way. What does it say about the tenure and the tone of this campaign that's coming up that they're already resorting to this kind of garbage?
Well, I think it's going to be quite a brutal campaign. I mean, the problem is, the liberals, if they've really convinced themselves they're campaigning against white supremacists, and they're going to think, well, any lie or any tactic is acceptable against such evil people, in quotes. So, I mean, yeah, I think they're going to go, they're going to be pretty unhinged. I mean, Trudeau's already been setting it up by saying it's going to be the most negative campaign that he's seen in a long time. And then he says, oh, but it won't be me, I'll be Sunny Ways, blah, blah, blah. Usually the guy going around saying how negative the campaign is going to be.
Isn't it often the case? The guy that's right, the people doing the most talking about, oh, this is going to be a negative campaign, they're going to get down the gutter, is the first person down there. And even making an announcement yesterday, like the $27 million towards immigration legal support, even that has to inject anti-conservative rhetoric because of the fact that Ford, the government here in Ontario, made certain cuts in spending while they've right away that they're going to gear every announcement they can towards trying to engender even more division in our society. I think really that's what a lot of this stuff is about, Spencer. It's about it's about driving divisions between people. It's about chopping them up and saying, well, you belong in that box and you over there belong in that box and it's us against them. So rather than bringing people together and maybe talking about issues that all Canadians care about, these people are all about chopping them up and creating divisions in order to try and capitalize on various interest groups and groups that may have a grievance.
Absolutely. I mean, they keep using the phrase conservative politicians, right? They use that over and over again. They obviously have some, I guess, market information saying that that's a word they should keep using. And, they make it like, okay, there's Canadians on one side, conservatives on the other side, which is basically taking Canadian status away from conservatives, which itself is dangerous. And then your point about unity is very good, because if you look, there was a poll that came out, I think, yesterday, and it showed 90% of Canadians have a negative view towards the government of communist China. that's something the government could be using. They actually wanted to bring Canadians together, bring us together in opposition to what China's doing, bring us together in opposition to the terrible things being done by the government there. That would unite all Canadians, left, right, center. That could bring a lot of people together. But where's Justin Trudeau's big speech to the nation on China? Where are they ever using that to bring people together? They don't do that. They're not trying to bring people together. They're just dividing people. And it's a huge missed opportunity, and it's dangerous because divisions, I mean, this stuff can turn into violence.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, we all kind of know what Trudeau stands for. Remember when he said this? And let's hear a little bit of audio from, and where is it? Nope, I guess we don't have it.
There's a level
there it is.
Of admiration I actually have for China. Because their basic dictatorship is allowing them to actually turn their economy around on a dime.
So this is a guy who's expressed admiration for China, Spencer. I mean, let's not forget that he did that. And I don't think he's ever changed. I think his views really are very much, not outwardly totalitarian, but I think you scrape away the surface of this guy and you get somebody who's very much in favor of a kind of top-down, me tell you what to do, and basically, for lack of a better word, a pro-dictatorship attitude. I see it in this guy, and I see it in a lot of what he has done.
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely an authoritarian impulse behind the sunny ways facade.
Yeah.
And you look at just how they centralize power with even the tax rate. They don't care what the provinces say. They don't care that people are angry. Whenever people in Western Canada, there's talk of separation because of anger toward the federal government, Trudeau just goes out and blames people in Western Canada for being angry. Oh, you shouldn't be stoking separatist sentiment. Well, maybe he should look at his own approach.
Exactly.
Everything they do is all about centralizing power, centralizing control. And yeah, I mean, sure, he admires China's ability to turn their economy around on a dime, but that same basic dictatorship lets them go in and kill loads of people and take away all their rights. So
exactly.
There was a bit of a concern when you have a democratically elected leader talking about loving authoritarian power.
Spencer, how do people consume your content online? What's the best way to do that?
You can just go to SpencerFernando.com and you'll find it all there.
And people can donate?
Yep.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Really appreciate this.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye, Spencer. Spencer from Fernando joining us from Winnipeg, Manitoba. We'll be back with more News Talk after this.
You're listening to News Talk Saga 960. Also streaming live on saga960am.ca.